Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Executive Vice President Scott Guthrie.
Good morning and welcome to the Connect event here in New York. In addition to this in-person audience, we're being joined by tens of thousands of developers who are watching an online stream of today's event around the world. We have some really great content here this morning and some really exciting new announcements. And I'd like to thank everyone here for joining us today. We now live in a mobile-first, cloud-first world. And it has never been a better time to be a software developer. Software is the key enabler that enables businesses to succeed in this new world. It's what enables organizations to build next-generation user experiences, to engage better with our customers, drive new in the cloud, every developer, every individual developer even, all around the world, can now build experiences that can reach millions of users with no upfront costs and using a cloud infrastructure that provides truly global reach. The impact that an individual developer can have today has never been greater than it is in history. Our goal at Microsoft is to provide developers with the tools and platforms that will make them incredibly successful. It's a mission that we've had since the very beginning of the company. And at today's event, we're going to walk through and demo some of the latest developer tools that enables them to be successful equally in this mobile-first, cloud-first world. You're going to learn more about how we're making it possible to build great cloud-based applications using Microsoft Azure, which delivers a hyperscale, enterprise-grade, and hybrid-ready cloud infrastructure that runs all over the world. You're going to learn more about how we're making it possible to build fantastic device experiences for Windows, iOS, and Android. You'll learn about how we're making it possible to integrate all of these experiences with other online SaaS applications like Office 365, Salesforce, Dynamics, and more. And you'll see how we're building and providing an integrated end-to-end development tool chain using Visual Studio, Visual Studio Online, and .NET that enables you to build these experiences with unparalleled developer productivity. We held our first VS Connect event about 12 months ago here also in New York. And since that time, we've been hard at work delivering on this vision. This slide just has a few of the releases that we've done in the developer space over the last 12 months. Beyond just features, we've also been hard at work building out our cloud platform to run all over the world. The circles on this map actually represent Azure regions, which are made up of data centers where you can now, today, deploy and run your applications and code. We have more than 19 Azure regions open for business now around the world. To put that in perspective, that's almost two times as many regions as AWS has today, and it's more than six times the number of regions of the Google Cloud. As we've built out this vision and really expanded our global coverage, we're seeing some great momentum in the market. More than 10,000 new developers are now signing up to Azure every single week. Customers are hosting more than 1.2 million SQL databases inside our cloud. We have more than 350 million users now registered in our Azure Active Directory system and are processing more than 18 billion authentications per week. We have more than 7 million downloads of the Visual Studio 2013 product. More than 2 million developers now registered for Visual Studio Online, which we launched actually just 12 months ago this week. And we now have more than 6 million developers active and using .NET around the world. This morning, we have three talks that are going to follow mine that are going to walk through the capabilities of our next generation development tools and products. We're going to go into more depth about the investments we're making to enable great mobile development, great cloud development, and enable teams to operate and build all these solutions using a DevOps workflow. Now, a key challenge for mobile development today is the sheer diversity of all the different devices that are out there. And one of the things you'll see in the next release of Visual Studio is how we're making it even easier to build mobile apps that work across all of these devices and allow you to share code across them. You'll be able to use the new HTML Cordova tooling inside the next release of Visual Studio to build mobile apps using HTML5 and JavaScript. We're expanding our partnership with Xamarin to enable you to build native iOS and Android experiences directly inside the Visual Studio IDE with C# and .NET as well. And we'll talk about the work we're doing to enable C++ developers to also build cross-platform libraries as well as applications using Visual Studio as well. This slide highlights some of the customers using our mobile platform tooling today inside Visual Studio. National Instruments is one of them. They build an industrial desktop application today using WPF that's used by engineers all over the world to do mission-critical applications. And with Visual Studio, .NET, and Xamarin, they were able to take this experience and this common code base and reach a completely new market as well, which is kids. And they provide now a great mobile experience that leverages, again, their C# code and their C# library to enable children to basically develop automated solutions with Lego Mindstorms. It also works great for the children's parents. And it's a great example, I think, of the types of rich solutions that you can now build, where you can, again, reach a huge global audience and be able to build those solutions not only for Windows but for iOS and Android, but again, using Visual Studio, using C#, and using the skills that you already have. With the next release of Visual Studio, we're also making it even easier to build great cloud-based applications. You can build scalable backends for rich web and mobile experiences. You can take advantage of big data solutions, use machine learning, and unlock insights from any data. And you can also enable new solutions and next-generation capabilities using things like the Internet of Things, all while being able to easily not only run your apps in the cloud, but also be able to connect in a hybrid way to on-premise existing systems that you already have. This slide highlights some of the customers using our cloud development tooling today to build great solutions. Skanska USA is a large construction and development company whose portfolio includes both infrastructure and building projects. Skanska needed an effective way that they could basically monitor and report environmental conditions at various job sites and ensure a safe and healthy environment not only for their employees but also for their clients. And they built a great application they call Insight Monitor, which basically is built, runs entirely in Azure, and it's built using .NET. And they're basically collecting and processing data from lots and lots of sensors that they embed on the job site, and then they basically have a great web as well as an iOS client experience to basically track the health and status. The combination is enabling them to move incredibly fast and deploy solutions in a fraction of the time that it would have taken them before. Now, developing for a mobile-first, cloud-first world isn't just about the technology and about how to build those individual pieces. It's also about the how. Applications can now be delivered in a very short iteration cycle and enabling a nice continuous improvement and innovation process as you do it. And one of the things that we're working hard at Microsoft is providing a complete DevOps solution and set of offerings that enable this. Using Visual Studio online, as well as Azure, you can now integrate both your development platform as well as your cloud infrastructure and operations platform together. And this enables you to basically connect, again, both your development and your operations processes and enable predictive automated deployments throughout your development teams. And with our new Application Insights capability that's part of Visual Studio Online, you can now also instrument your production applications and directly feed in analytic data from how your users are using those applications directly into your development team. And this allows you to kind of adopt a culture of build, measure, learn, and continuously improve that will ultimately make your solutions a lot better. This slide here highlights some of the customers using our Visual Studio Online capabilities today. Dominion Enterprises, for example, is an ISV that basically builds dealer marketing and management solutions for dealers that sell motorcycles, boats, and other power sports equipment. They were born in the cloud and have been based on Azure since the very beginning of the company. Recently, they've adopted Visual Studio Online, and it's helping their enable collaboration across all of their different development and testing teams around the world. And specifically, Visual Studio Online is enabling to implement this type of continuous delivery motion with continuous monitoring support and enable a continuous learning environment, which ultimately is enabling them to deploy a lot faster, move a lot faster, and ultimately drive a lot more revenue. So mobile development, cloud development, DevOps, you're going to hear a whole bunch more about all these throughout this event. And we're going to showcase, as part of this, a whole bunch of different code demos and scenarios. And one of the things that we wanted to do was actually pull them all together into a single application to really show how all of these different pieces integrate and fit together. And what I thought I'd do is just, I'd like to invite Nicole on stage, who's going to give us a demo of that end-to-end application that you can kind of see in its entire life cycle. And then again, throughout the rest of the talks today, you'll see us drill into each one of those and those capabilities a lot more. So here's Nicole.
Thanks, Scott. So as Scott said, I'm going to show you the application that we'll be using across all the keynotes today. It'll be an end-to-end demo just highlighting some of the new technologies for building modern applications. Now, my app is a Uber-like, maybe Lyft-like car service for businesses. So it was developed by a fictitious startup called MyShuttle.biz. And basically what it is an application that allows me to allows companies to offer their employees with car service that they can request through a mobile device. So let's just dive right into the solution so you can understand what I'm talking about. So here I am on the MyShuttle.biz website. I've got nice information right here about the service. There's some real-time data, some customer references. As you can tell, this is a nice, modern website, beautiful design, a lot of kind of subtle animations, a responsive design as well. So I could just resize my browser here and see what this would look like on a mobile device. This website was all built with the next version of ASP.NET and Visual Studio, and Scott Hanselman will drill into this application later today. Now, the primary customer experience, however, will be through a mobile device, because that's how you request a car service. Now, as you can see here, I've got a broad array of devices. I'm first going to focus on these three, because this is where I have my customer app. I'm going to quickly turn on my devices as well. Now, what you can see here is that I want to make sure I have a device for every platform. So I have an app for every platform. So here you can see I have iOS, Android, and Windows applications. Now, for that customer app, I could have used a different tool to build each one of these apps. But instead, I used .NET and Xamarin so that I could reuse a lot of my code and take advantage of the powerful productivity that I get from C# and Visual Studio. And because I have a native app for these three devices, I'm able to ensure that it's highly performant and customize that experience per device. So for example, on a Windows phone, I get this nice panorama view that you would expect on a Windows device. Now, if I go to an iPhone, I have more of a tabular experience that you would anticipate to see on an iPhone device. Now, I also built an app for our drivers, so our drivers can receive those customer requests, so they can create invoices right from a device. Now, I took a different approach for building an app that would work across iOS, Android, and Windows. Here, I used our Visual Studio tools for Apache Cordova. And my result is a hybrid application that uses HTML and JavaScript. Now, the great thing about the Cordova platform is I can reuse 100% of my code. I can also take advantage of Cordova support for plugins for device-specific capabilities like a camera or a GPS. Let's just go ahead and show you now how all these devices will work. I am going to, with our application, I'm going to just hone in on these two right here. The customer one is the Windows phone, and the driver app is my Android device. I'm going to go right ahead, and I want to request a car to pick me up. So this request will be submitted, and what's happening in the back end is we're leveraging the Azure service notification hubs, which will send a push notification right to my Android device. So you saw that happen right there. I'm going to go ahead as a driver and accept that customer request. You can see a notification happened right here on my Windows phone. What's also cool is I'm wearing a Microsoft band, and I got that notification there, too. Pretty cool. Now, I've decided that I want this taxi to pick me up somewhere else. So I can pin a new location, and look what happens on my Android device. Now, look really closely. I'm going to make the change here, And what you saw happen real time was it changed on the Android device. This is because I'm taking advantage of the ASP.NET single R capabilities, which does real-time communication across devices or web applications. Another really cool experience. Now, once I pick up my customer, I can now start the drive. When I finish that drive, I can then end it here, and then it can automatically create even an invoice for my customer. Really cool stuff to show you here. I'm building applications across devices using backend Azure services. Amanda Silver and Scott Hanselman will spend a lot more time on these later today. Now, the next thing is mobility is much bigger than just smartphones and tablets. In today's world, with the IoT phenomena, anything can be a device connected to the cloud. And so for our scenario, we built an IoT device using GHI Spyder mainboard, using Visual Studio and the .NET Micro framework. And we created our own little IoT device here. And this IoT device has a bunch of sensors. It has said GPS. It has accelerometer, a compass, lots of ways to collect data that we will get when we put this actual device in a car, and then it sends that data to the cloud. Now we can be taking advantage of other Azure services, such as the new Events Hubs, which allows us to log millions of events per second from IoT devices. Now, this can enable a lot of cool things, and Scott Hanselman has a really great demo that I encourage everyone to stay tuned and watch later on this topic. Now, the glue that brings all of this together is the cloud. All of these experiences, all of these data, services, notifications are centralized in Azure. And so that enables us to really get access to a lot of powerful and amazing things. So what I want to show you here now is a dashboard that we created for carrier administrators. This is created using a universal Windows app. And what I'm able to do is get data that's been pooled from all of our different sources on my drivers holistically and then individually. So for example, I'm seeing data of the average speed of all my drivers. I'm also seeing maybe the total miles that they've traveled. Now, I'm interested in getting some information on one specific driver, Scott Guthrie, to see specific statistics about him. So I want to understand what's his average speed, what are his miles traveled. I may even want to drill into his car to see all of those sensors on his car and the data coming from them, like alarms or maybe the miles traveled versus the miles invoice. Really cool information that I now can get at my fingertips. But I want to understand Scott Guthrie's driving patterns a little bit more deeply. So I'm going to look at his driving style, and I'm going to leverage Azure machine learning to get some of this predictive analysis. So it looks like Scott is a really profitable driver, but at the same time, it looks like he may be a bit aggressive and he speeds a lot. So I'm not expecting to request a ride from him anytime soon. Once again, you can see the power of data insights that you can get from our solutions, and Scott Hanselman will drill into this later today. Now I want to go into the powerful Azure infrastructure that enables all of this. And here I am in the new Azure Preview Portal. This allows us to get a kind of 360-degree view of our application in one single dashboard. So I'm going to quickly walk you through some of those components right here. Here you can see the kind of global Azure service health. I can drill in and see how all the Azure services are. Everything looks green right now. I can get my billing information at my fingertips. I can get information that will help me understand what I'm likely to have as my monthly resource cost for my Azure services. I can also look at a new thing called resource groups in an Azure Preview Portal. In the past, it's very difficult to manage individual resources if you have a complex application. With Azure Resource Groups, I can now bring all of the resources associated to my application into one place to easily manage and track them. And I can also group those Azure Resource Groups by lifecycle stage of my app. So here you see I have a QA and a production environment, a resource group. I can drill right into any resource here and get lots of data. I can even see the code, the last code that I deployed into this environment. Now, on top of all of this, is I can get rich telemetry about my application. I can understand the health of my application and how it's being used. Here we can use application insights that Scott talked about earlier. This allows us to see if my application is available, if it's performing, and how it's being used. So right here at the top, you can see the availability chart. I can understand the responsiveness of my app. Down here below, I can see some information about the performance of my app. You know, are there any failures? Is there any slow code in my application? And then finally, I can get some usage data. I can understand who my users are, where are they coming from, what kind of machines are they using, you know, what features are they using related to my app. All of this data helps me understand the health of my application, but also, most importantly, where I should invest my resources when it comes to further advancing my application. Brian Harry will spend a lot more time on Application Insights later today and talk about how Application Insights can really empower your DevOps practices. Now, everything that I showed you today, all the applications were built using Visual Studio. I showed how you can leverage .NET skills to build a broad range of applications, ranging from complex, rich business applications to down to programming a very small IoT device. At the same time, we talked about how HTML and JavaScript can be used to build modern, beautiful websites, at the same time using Cordova tools to build one application that will work across iOS, Android, and Windows devices. This was all done in one single development environment, and that's the power of Visual Studio and the Microsoft Development Platform. Thank you.
So in addition to showcasing, you know, many of the new development scenarios we're enabling as part of this upcoming release, I think the demo also really highlights three cross-cutting themes that you'll really see us focusing on both today and going forward. The first is innovation. We want you to be able to deliver and develop the most innovative applications for your customers, ones that take full advantage of this mobile-first, cloud-first world, and really push the boundaries on things like big data, machine learning, and Internet of Things. The second is around agility. We want you to be able to develop these applications with incredible agility, agility that scales up from the individual developer to a team of developers working on a project together. We want to make it possible for you to adopt a DevOps lifecycle that enables you to implement a build, measure, learn process that also enables you to continuously improve your applications once you release them. And the third is around openness. We want you to be able to develop these applications to run on any device or operating system. On the client side, that means Windows, iOS, and Android. And on the server side, this means supporting both Windows Server as well as Linux. We support all of these technologies today with Azure, and we'll be enabling even richer development tooling support for them going forward. Now, openness is not just about the technology we create. It's also about how we create it. And over the last several years, we've integrated more and more open source technologies into our products, whether it's with jQuery, Hadoop, Apache Cordova, Redis, Elasticsearch, and more. We've also moved to open source more of our own code and technology as well. Earlier this year at the Build Conference, I announced the foundation, announced our new .NET Foundation, which is an independent organization to foster open development around .NET. We've already open sourced ASP.NET, Entity Framework, Web API, NuGet, and the Roslyn C# and VB compilers underneath it. And it's been fantastic to really see the innovation that these technologies have had since we've done that. We continue to have dedicated Microsoft teams working on all of these projects. In fact, some of the teams are bigger than ever before in terms of the number of Microsoft developers working on it. But the open source process is also allowing these teams now to collaborate even more with others in the community and to accept code contributions from developers around the world. In fact, all of the projects that I just mentioned have now taken multiple code contributions from developers outside Microsoft. And one of the things I'm excited to announce today is that we're going to go even further, and we're officially open sourcing the .NET Core runtime. This includes everything necessary to execute .NET code, including the CLR, or just-in-time compiler, garbage collector, and the core .NET base class libraries. We're releasing all of this under a OSI-compliant source license, and also providing explicit patent promise as part of it. This means that you'll have a fully open source stack for creating server and cloud applications, including everything starting with the compilers, to the CLR runtime, to the core .NET-based class libraries, and to our higher level web, data, and API frameworks. Last month, at a cloud event we held in San Francisco, Satya Nadella, our CEO, showed a slide like this one, where he talked about how Microsoft loved Linux, which is something probably people had not heard before. But we've worked hard with Azure in particular to make it a first-class cloud for Linux-based applications. And one of the things that we even talked about last month was the fact that almost a quarter of all VMs running on Azure are now Linux-based. In fact, we have 5 different Linux distributions that we now officially support on Azure, including with enterprise support options. And today I'm excited to announce the .NET side of this commitment as well. In addition to making the .NET server stack open source, we're also going to release an official distribution of .NET for Linux, as well as an official distribution for the Mac operating system. This will enable you to build and run .NET Server and cloud applications on both Windows Server and Linux, and do it in a way that's completely open source and cross-platform. It's going to enable every developer, regardless of the operating system they use to develop or the operating system they target, to use .NET, and again, to do so on a fully open source runtime. We're going to be working closely with the Mono community as we complete our Linux port. The Mono community has done just a fantastic job advancing .NET and open source and Linux over the last decade. And releasing the core .NET source under an open source license is going to allow us to collaborate much more together on projects in the future. Now, today's announcement, we think, makes .NET even more approachable to every developer out there. I'm also excited to announce today that we're launching a new free edition of Visual Studio that'll broaden its usage as well. The new Visual Studio Community Edition is a full-featured IDE designed for individual developers, anyone contributing to open source, students, teachers, academics, online courses, as well as for small companies. It supports all project types in one unified IDE with all of the productivity and Visual Studio extensibility features that developers love inside Visual Studio. And we're going to make it available for download starting today. And so you can actually download the VS 2013 edition of it starting probably right now and begin using it immediately. There's no program that you need to join in order to use it. You can simply navigate to the website, click the download button, and you're good to go. And we think it's, yeah. And we think it's going to do an even greater job in terms of driving developers to be able to take advantage of .NET and be able to build even better applications than ever before with absolutely zero friction. So we have a lot of great content ahead of us today. We're just getting started. Soma's going to be up next talking about our new mobile development capabilities that we're introducing with the next release of Visual Studio. Scott Hanselman will then walk through some of the great improvements we're doing around cloud development as well as server development. And then Brian Harry is going to walk through some of the great DevOps improvements that we're bringing with Visual Studio Online. After the sessions, we'll have a live Q&A, so please do send us your questions or tweet them online. We'll also have more than 50 technical videos showing off how to use all the features that we demo today available as well, so you can actually also watch in an offline fashion to learn more. And then tomorrow, we're going to host an interactive online session with the product team where you can basically ask questions as well as provide feedback. We're really looking forward to having the conversation with you over the next 2 days. We think it's a really exciting time to be a developer, and want to thank all of you for coming out here to the Connect event, and I hope you enjoy it. Thanks again.
Right now, I think it's the best time to be a developer.
There are few industries in this world that allow an individual to have so much impact on the earth.
You know, we're taking basically nothing and ideas and turning them into something that's actually tangible.
It comes normal to me, but for others, it looks like magic, that you're creating something that didn't exist before.
I decided to do my own thing because the tools were we're at a point where I felt like someone who's a small operation can make something awesome.
The technical landscape has just exploded for developers.
You can create a brand new solution that doesn't necessarily have a template.
But it's all kind of fueled by the openness.
The community is great and really supportive to new developers.
The best thing about being a developer is that every day you wake up, somebody has done something new, something cool, something great, and you want to go work with it.
That's love. So you don't need a lot of investment money, you just need help from others and a laptop.
The independence in this context is more about paving our own way.
The fact that you can do so much with just a few lines of code is pretty awesome.
I still feel that I can make an impact.
Being a developer means that you are creating the world, really.